This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A major data breach at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana has put the personal and medical information of 462,000 Montana customers at risk. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana is the largest health insurer in Montana. The company said in a statement that the breach was connected to Conduent, one of its vendors. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana was notified by Conduent that some of our member data was impacted by a cyber incident at Conduent, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana said. The health insurance company reported to the state that the breach may have exposed names, addresses, birth dates, billing and medical data, phone numbers, and other sensitive information in late 2024 and early this year. The company has said that affected customers will be notified and offered credit monitoring. The Montana State Auditor's Office is investigating the data breach. State law requires regulated businesses to provide notification of data breaches in a timely manner, from a law passed by J.P. Pomnikowski in the Montana legislature in 2009. Affected consumers are urged to carefully review explanation of benefits statements and report suspicious activity immediately. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana customers can visit the Montana Commissioner of Securities and Insurance website at csimt.gov or bcbsmt.com. Thousands of pounds of pork has been distributed to Montana food banks following a feral swine investigation. After the state intervened to trap about 100 swine demonstrating feral behavior, Montana food banks received an influx of pork. In October, Wildlife Services, a federal agency under the U.S. Department of Agriculture's umbrella, tipped off the Montana Department of Livestock that it might have a feral swine population on its hands. Wildlife Services intervenes when landowners report conflicts with wildlife. The agency had been called to Phillips County in north-central Montana to investigate a potential bear conflict. The agency didn't find evidence of bear activity, but it did find hoof prints, pig scat, and other signs consistent with feral swine. The day after Wildlife Services visited the site near Malta along the High Line, the state learned that almost 100 pigs were running uncontained and beginning to demonstrate behaviors and characteristics consistent with feral swine populations. The Montana legislature passed a law in 2015 prohibiting the importation, transportation, or possession of feral swine. Intentionally, knowingly, or negligently allowing swine to live in a feral state is also illegal. By passing the law, policymakers sought to ward off issues that other states and provinces have reported with feral swine, which can damage crops and wetlands, prey on wildlife, and spread a form of brucellosis that can be transmitted to humans. Neighboring areas, most notably Alberta and Saskatchewan in Canada, have grappled with feral swine populations for years. Wildlife managers there and in the U.S. consider them to be an invasive species. Montana State Veterinarian Tawny Szymanski said that feral swine can become established in three ways. They can migrate into Montana from an area with an established population, they can be introduced illegally by hunters eager to pursue them for sport, or they can develop when domestic animals are freed from the normal checks and balances associated with livestock production. Domestic swine, left to their own devices for a couple of generations, actually revert back to feral behavior very quickly, Szymanski said. On October 18th, the first swine shipment arrived at Producer Partnership, a nonprofit animal processing facility that works with agricultural producers to turn donated livestock into food for schools and other nonprofits. Producer Partnership is the country's only nonprofit meat processing facility inspected by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Producer Partnership is located between Big Timber and Livingston, Montana. The Montana Food Bank Network received between 8 and 14,000 pounds of pork from the butchered swine. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.